From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Welcome back with me, Putri, and I will present some segments to you, beginning from news across the country and other interesting info, as well as some songs. Well, listener, we begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Here is the news, I'm Putri. First, the national news. Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia on Saturday has emphasized that Indonesian migrant workers must build their competence before leaving the country to work abroad. The protection of workers is the primary focus in the placement of Indonesian migrant workers. The upstream of this protection is competency that must be possessed by all workers before pursuing employment in other countries. The regulation states that the central government, through its ministries or institutions, local governments up to the village level, the private sector, and the community have their respective roles. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi has urged drivers to keep their speed under 30 km per hour to prevent accidents in crowded areas such as tourism destinations and residential zones. By lowering the speed limit, vehicles can be controlled well and road safety maintained. Furthermore, the driving habit campaign in tourism destinations was carried out in collaboration with VW and Jeep communities at the site to attract public attention. The North Sumatra contingent clinched 6 gold, 4 silver, and 1 bronze medal on the first day of athletics matches at the National Paralympic Games or PAPARNAS 16 at Lukas NMB Stadium, Jayapura on Saturday. The 6 gold medals were grabbed by Anini Trisea Yunanda in the F56 women's shot put, Reza Pramana Paranginangin in the F44 men's shot put, Yuliantik in the F55 women's shot put, Nina Gusmita in the 400 meters wheelchair number, Riyadi Saputra in the F55 men's discus throw, and Reza Surya Amri in the F47 men's high jump. Now move to the international news. On the fifth day of the Conference of the Parties, or COP26 in Glasgow, Scotland, Pavilion Indonesia held a discussion on carbon prices and Indonesia's new target to achieve net zero carbon by 2060. In the discussion on Friday at the Glasgow Exhibition Centre, Director General of Climate Change, Ministry of Environment and Forestry of Indonesia, Laksmi Dewanti, said Indonesia is targeting to achieve net zero carbon by 2060.
Indonesia LTS or CCR 2050 clearly shows that Indonesia has opted the most ambitious scenario, the scenario of low carbon compatible to the Paris Agreement or LCCP. With this scenario, Indonesia is likely to be a net zero emission condition in 2060 or sooner, with a greenhouse gas emission peaking scenario in all NDC level sector by 2030. And in this regard, the main policy support is Follow Net Sink 2030, where the follow sector will achieve a negative greenhouse gas emission condition in the sector in 2030.
Laksmi added, Indonesia has made continuous efforts to meet the National Development Goals or NDG. Like other countries, Indonesia hopes that this year's COP26 can be a solution to climate change that is currently happening. More than 58,000 activists on Saturday took over the streets in a series of demonstrations in the middle of the COP26 Climate Change Summit in Glasgow, Scotland. Nuka Kusumawati has the details.
But let's be clear, they are already awake, or not doing nothing. They are actively creating loop for the most affected people in the world. And the question Greenwash Festival.
Sweden young environment activist Greta Thunberg has arrived in Glasgow on Friday to lead a demonstration to push world leaders to immediately act in tackling the climate change issues. More than 58,000 people, including children, took over the street that caused closing on several main roads in Glasgow since Friday until Saturday. In a 6 degrees Celsius temperature, people shouting on a 1.5 degrees Celsius of global temperature rise, climate change mitigation control actions, mangrove ecosystems and various other impacts of climate change. A 10-year-old Alicia, who joined the demonstrators, who asked the authorities to do more and deal with the climate change more quickly.
Because all the world leaders at COP26, they're saying that they're going to do something about climate change, they're going to do something to help, and they did. And they said that when they were creating the global goals, but they didn't actually do anything. So they keep on saying, we're going to do something, but they're not actually doing anything. So we're here to get them to do something.
Similar things also expressed by young mother Laura Anderson, that louder the earth belongs to the young generation and change must be made soon.
My daughter really wanted to join today, the Friday March, because she loves Greta and she thought it was important to make a stand and hold the world leaders accountable to the promises that they're making at the COP26. So we're here and we're trying to say, you know, the future is for the kids and you've got to keep these promises and you've got to take action now.
The demonstrations was also done in several other cities in the United Kingdom, such as Manchester and London. The COP26 Climate Change Summit is entering its sixth day with the presidents of COP26, Alok Sharma, announcing the declaration of forest and land use that has been supported by more than 134 countries. For Voice of Indonesia, Nuka Kusumawati and Besti Simatupang reporting from Glasgow.
Costa Rican children age 5 and up must get COVID-19 vaccinations, according to a new health ministry mandate, making the Central American country one of the first to adopt such a requirement for kids. The move would add COVID-19 to a list of other infectious diseases in which vaccine for children have for years been required, including for polio and smallpox. Coronavirus infection rates in Costa Rica have been trending down recently, with confirmed COVID-19 deaths totaling more than 7,000, according to official data, out of a population of around 5.1 million. Fire swept through the intensive care unit, or ICU, of a government hospital in India's western city of Ahmednagar on Saturday, killing at least 10 people and injuring several. The incident is the latest in a series of such fires, some blamed on short circuits in electronic equipment that have killed dozens of patients this year, including some in the rich state of Maharashtra, home to Ahmednagar. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Thank you.
of the week is on President Joko Widodo's view on forests and global climate at COP26. President Joko Widodo expressed his views during the World Leaders Summit on Forest and Land Use session at the Scottish Event Campus, Glasgow, Scotland, last Thursday. The session is part of a series of high-level conferences on climate and planetary heads of state, or COP26. President Joko Widodo conveyed three perspectives in an effort to make forests a part of global climate action. First, the intention of the world community must include all types of forest ecosystems, not just tropical forests.
Perhatian kita harus mencakup seluruh
Our concern
jenis
must cover all types
hutan,
of forest ecosystems,
tropis,
not only tropical forests, but also temperate and boreal climate forests. Forest fires, for example, have an impact on greenhouse gas emissions and biodiversity regardless of the type of ecosystem. President Joko Widodo stressed that Indonesia is ready to share experiences with the world regarding forest management. The second thing that was conveyed by President Joko Widodo in the session of the World Leaders Summit on Forest and Land Use was about incentive mechanism for sustainable forest management. The president said certification and incentive mechanisms must also be accompanied by market incentives. According to him, this will be a driving force for sustainable forest management and not a threat barrier.
Certifikasi,
methodologies, certifications, methodologies, and standards must be based on multilaterally recognized parameters, not unilaterally imposed and arbitrary. Certification must also be fair so that it has an impact on welfare, especially for small farmers. As for the third perspective, President Joko Widodo sees the need to mobilize financial and technological support for developing countries. According to him, commitments must be made through concrete actions, not rhetoric. The president emphasized that providing assistance doesn't mean being able to dictate, let alone violating the sovereign rights of a country over its territory. Support must be country-driven, based on the real needs of developing country forest owners. He added, for Indonesia, with or without support, Indonesia will continue to move forward. Indonesia has developed innovative funding sources, including the establishment of an environmental fund management agency, issuance of green bonds, as well as developing a carbon economic value mechanism as an incentive for the private sector to achieve emission reductions. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with November 7, 1935, the birth of W.S. Rendra. Willy Brodus Surendra Broto Rendra, or W.S. Rendra, is an Indonesian writer. Rendra was born in Solo, Indonesia, on November 7, 1935, and died in Depok, West Java, on August 6, 2009, at the age of 73 years. Since young, Rendra has written many poems, drama scenarios, short stories, and literary essays in various mass media. He has won various national and international awards, including the C. Wright Award. Turning to November 7, 2012, Barack Obama re-elected as U.S. President. Barack Obama won the United States presidential election for a second term. He took this post with his deputy, Joe Biden. In November 2012, Obama received 332 electoral votes, exceeding the minimum 270 required to be re-elected president. With 51% of the popular vote, Obama became the first Democratic president since Franklin D. Roosevelt to have a two-time majority. I'll Well, and with November 7, 2019, National Wayang Day is celebrated for the first time. National Wayang, or Indonesian Traditional Puppet Day, is celebrated every November 7th. The day is specifically established with the consideration that wayang has grown and developed into a national asset that has very noble value in the formation of character and national identity. As for the choice of November 7 as National Puppet Day, it follows the momentum of UNESCO, which established wayang or puppet as a masterpiece of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity on November 7, 2003. That's Day in History. Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from M.S. Srinivasa Raju in India. He was listening to our broadcast clearly on November 4th, 2021. Hello sir, glad to know you enjoy our programs. Special for you and other VOI listeners in India, here is a beautiful song. Enjoy!
Mengenalmu, yakinkan cinta untukku. Walau cemburu merayu, selalu menginginmu. Hingga cinta jadi candu dan buatku terus memburu dirimu. Ku nikmati cinta sendiri dulu, membiarkan aksara asmara bercanda pada. Cintaku, walau harus masih ku tunggu dirimu meninggalkan dia yang bukan untukmu. Merayumu, akulah bahagiamu. Kau pun sudah tahu itu cintaku. Ku nikmati cinta sendiri dulu, membiarkan aksara asmara bercanda padaku. Kamu belum seutuhnya coba cintaku, walau harus masih ku tunggu di meninggalkan dia yang bukan untuk.
Ku tahu kau tahu apa yang hatimu mau. Ku tahu kau tahu hanya ragu di hatimu. Dengarkan bisikan hatimu tentang kita berdua. Cepat sudah kau tinggalkan dia.
Telan sakitku, oh, oh, yeah, yeah.
Untukmu.
are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali fully supports the plan of the University of Indonesia Student Executive Board to hold a national-level esports event called UI Battlegrounds 2021 to compete for the Minister of Youth and Sports Cup. The Minister of Youth and Sports said the activity is a good example of channeling student interests and talents in the field of esports. The National Level Esports Olympic will open on November 21st. Minister Zainuddin Amali said the Ministry of Youth and Sports with the Student Executive Board will collaborate for positive and productive activities, especially during the current pandemic, including esports tournaments, which are considered very appropriate. According to the minister, there is no need to gather people in one particular place. With the online system, it is possible to carry out activities with many participants. According to the plan, Minister Zainuddin Amali hopes it will be followed by all campuses in Indonesia with a target of 500 teams divided into four branches, namely Valorant, Dota, PUBG, and Mobile Legends. He expects this will continue to be encouraged by all parties so that the scale will expand, starting from a national scale to an international scale. He hopes in the future, this event, UI Battlegrounds, could be pushed into an international event. Meanwhile, Chair of the University of Indonesia Student Executive Board Leon Alvinda Putra said that UI Battlegrounds 2021 aims to accommodate the interests and talents of fellow students throughout Indonesia, which in the midst of this pandemic has greatly increased in the field of esports. UI Battlegrounds 2021 will collaborate with the Ministry of Youth and Sports by competing for the Minister of Youth and Sports Cup. Leon Alvinda hopes that this collaboration plan will run smoothly and can be an example for others to hold positive activities to channel interests and talents, especially in the field of sports. And that's my Indonesia for today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply to a message which was taken from a messenger from Eric Zhu in China. Hello sir, how are you? I am really glad for your participation in our program Hello Listener. Keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Thank you. Special for you, here is another beautiful song.
Hello.
Seharusnya hatiku berbunga ketika kau katakan cinta. Seharusnya hatiku bahagia ketika kau katakan rindu. Tapi aku merasa harus
listener, the next segment that I will present is Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom. Jati Mulyo Tourist Village is located at an altitude of 500 to 800 meters above sea level, precisely in the Menoreh Mountains area, Kulon Progo District, Yogyakarta. The tourist village of Jati Mulyo still adheres to a strong Javanese culture. For instance, every month of Sapar or Safar in Javanese calendar, Merti Dusun Jati Mulyo, a traditional ceremony full of local wisdom, is always held by the villagers. To get to Jati Mulyo Tourism Village, it takes 45 minutes by car or approximately 29 kilometers from downtown Jogja. The tourist village of Jati Mulyo offers a variety of cultural and natural attractions. Among others, tourists can explore the Kiskendo and Sumitra caves after watching the Sugriwa Subali traditional dance, which is a typical legend of the Kiskendo cave. In addition to the two caves, the tourist village of Jati Mulyo also has some waterfalls such as Curug Sertawing and Grojogan Sewu. There are also Watu Blencong and Mount Lanang, ecotourism at Modal River Park, Kembang Soka, Kedung Pedut, and Watu Bolong. In addition, tourists can also spend the night while enjoying the natural nuances of Jati Mulyo Village in inns owned by villagers. This village of Jati Mulyo is also known as a village that is rich in flora and fauna diversity. In fact, many foreign tourists come to see firsthand or take photos of the colorful birds that are found around this tourist village, such as perkutut Jawa, celepuk reban, and kambang walik birds. For those of you who have a hobby of photography, you shouldn't miss taking pictures of these beautiful birds. Those who like nature tourism can try exploring the nature in this tourist village of Jati Mulyo. Here, tourists will be invited to walk through forests, rivers, and mountains with a distance of about 12 kilometers. After that, you can enjoy the unique culinary specialties that are around the location. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now I would like to say hello to Tarzirin Ahmed Toma and Faria Hana Mumu, both in Bangladesh. Thank you for the New Year's greeting. Here is another beautiful song for you and VOI's Listeners Club in Bangladesh.
Tiba waktu bertemu di ujung pintu hariku, ku ingin temukan senyummu untuk hilangkan semua lelahku. Saat kita bersama berdua, tak perlu bersuara tuh kita, saling bicara, saling membaca arti kata.
Tak perlu
tak perlu ada mereka. Yang selalu punya pendapat berbeda, karena mereka bukan kita. Suara telah mengerti kita, tak perlu,
tak perlu
temukan ragumu. Ini tentang aku dan kamu dan kita. Seakan dunia kita yang larut dalam cinta, seakan dunia hanya berdua. Milik kita bersama, tercipta ruang untuk bahagia.
Well, listener, the next segment is Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Coffee is a very popular product in the world, including in Indonesia. Coffee beans are mainly processed as a beverage ingredient. However, some Pajajaran University students in Bandung, West Java, utilize and process coffee skin waste into delicious and healthy snacks. The team consisted of Aditya Gustiana Maulidan, Muhammad Naufal Rendianto, Ryan Al-Muddat Sirfasa, Suyus Aira Yasmin Adriana, and Georgina Janet, who come from different departments. Under the guidance of a lecturer, Dr. Diah Khairani, this team is one of the winners of the 2021 UNPAD Student Pre-Startup Innovation Grant. Reported from the official page unpad.ac.id, on Thursday, November 4th, Aditya Sa, the product name is Sa.co Bites, an abbreviation of saffron and coffee. So named because the raw material of this product contains these two ingredients. Starting from the desire to create healthy food while at the same time providing a solution for coffee skin waste, Aditya and his team created a snack in the form of biscuits. Especially in the midst of a pandemic, Aditya assessed that people need to consume healthy and nutritious food to maintain the immune system. According to him, the trend of the increasingly popular coffee drinking lifestyle is not proportional to the use of waste. Coffee husks are usually used for making compost, animal feed, and cascara drinks. However, the use of coffee skin to be processed into food is rare. Coffee skin has content that is beneficial to health. Of course, it is a shame to throw it away. Its benefits include preventing constipation, maintaining immunity, and preventing a number of other diseases. Likewise with saffron, which is currently in great demand by the public because of its benefits in warding off free radicals, improving mood, and preventing cancer. And that's Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, here is the next segment, Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present a song by Cheryl Shainavia. This talented singer, host, actress, and songwriter re-released a new single entitled Want Your Love on November 5th. According to Cheryl, Want Your Love talks about a feeling of urgency to initiate change, a feeling that is often felt by lovers. This single is also her debut in collaboration with the iconic American record label Empire to bring her music to a global level. Empire is a home for musicians such as Afghan, Anderson .Paak, Kendrick Lamar, Iggy Azalea, Snoop Dogg, Tyga, PJ Morton, and many other entertainment industry icons. Listener, here is Cheryl Shainavia with the song Want Your Love.
Know that I could be shy, never really tell you how I feel. I can never decide what it's gonna take for me to heal. You're making me forget I was doing fine way before you. I can get enough of, I can get enough of. Oh, you, oh, something about you I know, oh, lost without you. And you know we both know something about me, no control, oh, tell me how it feels, dear. I just want your love, one touch. Tell me how it feels to you. I just want your love, one touch. Tell me how it feels to you. Tell me how it feels to you. Whoa. I don't want you to hide. How it feels, looking into my eyes. You tricked me into thinking it was real. You're making me forget I was doing fine way before you. I can get enough of, I can get enough of. Oh, you, oh, something about you I know, oh, what's without you. And you know we both know something about me.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Harus bagaimana
tiada yang lainnya dapat menggantikanmu. Haruskah ku sendiri menahan rasa rindu ini untuk selamanya?
Songs Indonesia.
Going through things in life may seem high, seem tight, not easy. Oh baby, it's clear how everything might not go the way it should. No, oh, no, never. See the joy in our eyes. Put a little bit of the love you have in everything you do. Let it out, sing a song, shake those worries gone. Don't you worry about nothing. It's gonna be all the storm, all the rain, it will go away. So don't you worry about nothing. It's gonna be amazing. The ego you have, the emotions that left, don't let them get you.
listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwaves 3325 kHz and also website voinews.id and through RRI Play Go application. Don't forget to send your reception report to our email address voi@voinews.id or you can send through to our social media such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Stay tuned to The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.